Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is why slow and steady wins the race. How many of us have set goals, started working towards them, and realized, holy crap, this is taking longer than I thought. Maybe it's weight loss, maybe it's building muscle or trying to gain strength. We have the goal, and we have some work. We're not perfect, we've made some mistakes, but we're trying. Maybe trying harder than we ever have, but it still seems to take forever. So in that frustration, we naturally start looking for how to mentally cope with the realization that the work needed towards this goal is going to be greater than we expected, and or it's going to take a longer investment of time and effort than we expected. For some people, part of that coping is to not cope. Unfortunately, they don't stay on the right path. They get frustrated and or feel themselves wilting under the pressure of time and energy and effort, so they go out looking for a shortcut. Maybe they look for some diet pills or a new style of diet, one with easier rules, one that has extremes. You can't eat this or you can only eat that. Extreme rules that feel easier to understand, easier to follow. But in a past podcast, we've discussed how extremes don't work. Healthy eating, lifelong, sustained, permanent result, healthy eating doesn't have extremes. It's right down the middle. You have to reduce calories to lose weight, but you don't reduce entire food groups. You have to eat to match your activity level. The more you move, the more you eat. The less you move, the less you eat. But that's difficult. That takes time management skills. That takes discipline to stop when we're busy and prioritize our body and our health above our work, which we should do. And it takes discipline to say no to food when we're inactive and only eating because we're stressed or bored. That sounds like pretty good things, right? Like we can all kind of agree that, yeah, I should do those things. It's something we should do, but it's hard to do. So instead, they look for easy to follow extremes. Don't eat past such and such time. It's just an arbitrary time rule that has no consideration for the activity level that day or how they feel that day or what they ate earlier that day. They just don't eat past this time, as if everyone is the same person, as if everyone has lived the same day, as if everyone has the same body. Apparently, there's just a magical time that everyone on the planet, under all circumstances, shouldn't eat past. Seems pretty stupid, right, when we word it that way? But that's what extremes are. They're dumb rules that you set up so you don't have to be smart about your effort and energy. Okay? Extremes are easy. And nothing easy lasts forever. Also, extremes often promise quick results. We think, if I can do this for, you know, X number of weeks or X number of days, whatever time frame, if I can do this for such and such time, then I'll be where I want. And this often implies that you think you can back off those extremes or those efforts or energies and somehow not back off on your results. Your current body fat levels, your current strength levels, your current muscle mass are all direct reflections of your current habits. If you're wanting to change those conditions, you need to change your habits. If you only change your habits temporarily, then you'll only change the results you see temporarily. But if you're willing to learn and do new habits for life, you can keep your results for life. This is why slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady implies that you're learning how to make down the middle work in real life. You're learning how to make the hard choices in all situations of life. You're not bending your life to extremes that can only be sustained short term. You're learning how to take the right concepts to make the right actions in all situations, in all moments, and thus you're learning how to make those actions part of your daily, normal, sustainable habits. That's how you reach success, true success, the success that lasts a lifetime. Recognize this: you can't sprint a marathon. losing body fat, gaining muscle, getting stronger, these are all marathon type processes. They can't happen overnight. And the quicker you push for these type of things to happen, the more extreme efforts you take to achieve these things, the quicker you're going to lose them. These are not things that once obtained don't require nurturing and continued effort to keep the results. These things are like taking care of a plant. They need water every day. They need effort every day. They need attention. They need to be nurtured and cared for. Just like you can't water a plant today with a gallon of water and then not pay attention to it for a month, thinking that gallon of water will last for the whole month, you can't blast a ton of effort towards your goals of fat loss, muscle building, and strength increases, and then not, like, water them, quote-unquote, for a month. They need daily attention. Again, these are long-term goals, and they need to be approached in that manner. Think of a race. Why can't you sprint a marathon? Now, yes, if you're a Kenyan or Jamaican, you can run really freaking fast during a marathon. But there's still an element of pacing yourself. So the best marathon runners in the world, they still can't sprint full-on 100% truly sprint the first mile without knowing that they still need to run 25 more miles. They still need to conserve energy and effort that'll get them to the end. If they truly sprinted that first mile, they'd run out of energy, then they wouldn't be able to finish the race. They'll run out of resources to complete the task they're asking of themselves. And such, we can't sprint towards our goals, especially since we don't truly know the distance to be covered. We don't know where the finish line is in regards to achieving a level of success that once we achieve, we'd be happy with, but we then have to maintain. That means that our finish line never finishes. We can get to where we're happy, but then we have to put in energy and efforts to stay at happy. If we just completely abandon the process all altogether, so we did what we needed to do to get there, but then we go back to our bad habits, we don't keep the results. You can't go all out without knowing the distance that needs to be covered. And like I said, since our distance, our goal, level of achievement, since it's always moving, we have to work really hard to get to it, but then we have to work at some degree to keep it. That means it's more and more and more important for us not to just go out in a sprint towards our goals, but maintain sustainable lifelong efforts and build those types of habits. People sprint their health and fitness journeys when it comes to fat loss, muscle, and strength gain. But these are not short-term races. These are marathons. And the end location, like we said, the finish line, so to speak, it's always moving. So you need to pace yourself. And along the way, you need to build newer, stronger, disciplined muscles. Not only do you have to pace the level of ability you have today, you need to increase on that ability so you can maintain progress long term. So, if you're frustrated that your results are slow and you're feeling burned out, take a look at your efforts. Are you staying disciplined, but also staying within a manageable pace? Meaning, are you using lifelong sustainable habits, or are you avoiding extremes? So, if you have a plan that kind of sort of works, you're seeing some results, make sure you're following that plan as best as you can. So if you're eating kind of sort of well, but you mess up, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 meals a week, that is not discipline. There's nothing wrong with that plan. The problem is with you. You are not adhering to the plan well enough. No one is perfect. Perfection isn't even possible. We're not saying you need to be perfect to get results you want. But dang, you do have to put in some effort. So think of a test. If you take a test, we all want 100%, but we all know that we might mess up. We might miss a question here or there, and maybe we walk away with a 94%. Isn't 94% still pretty good? We're still kind of happy with that. It's still an A. It's still like, yeah, we made a few mistakes, but 94% feels good. What level of grade do you feel good with? What level of grade do you think your adherence would earn you towards your current diet. If you have a goal, maybe it's a training program and diet to build muscle, it's a training program and diet to build strength, or it's a training program and diet to lose body fat. If you have that plan and you're only following it 70 to 80%, do not blame the plan. Do not look for changes to the plan. Change yourself. You will not pass this test. You will not reach your goals at 70 to 80% adherence of any plan. It is not the plan that is the problem. It is you. Until you put in an 85 to 90% effort, the plan you follow doesn't matter. Your ability to adhere to a plan needs to be built up and corrected first. You need to be strong enough and disciplined enough to be 85 to 90% accurate of anything you do to see some results, to see sustainable, continually building upon results. So, judge your efforts. Look at your adherence. How much effort are you putting in? Are you kind of sort of doing it sometimes, most of the time? Or do you pay attention to it every day? You actively attempt to do the right thing every day. You still make a few mistakes here or there during the week, but you still achieve an 85 to 90% adherence rate. You can still do the right things 85 to 90% of the time. If you're not doing that, do not look for a different plan. Follow your plan first. Learn to be disciplined. Learn to have the ability to do the right things. Then go find out what the right things are. Does no good to have all the answers if you don't know what the questions are, if you can't stay with the process. So the best plan in the world doesn't work if it's not followed. Sometimes crappy kind of sort of medium plans work fantastic because they are followed. Work on your adherence first, then look at what you do. You've got to learn to take a controlled pace and do the right things every day. And trust that you're building lifelong habits that, although the results may be slow, they'll be permanent. And better yet, when you do reach your goal, your new habits will be sustainable and lifelong. You'll win the race, so to speak, and get to keep the winnings for life. So, don't look for an easy way out. Don't look for extremes that promise quick results. Don't look for a different program if you're not following the one you're on now. You're only going to be disappointed because those things are not the answer. It may feel fun to see fast changes. It may feel fun to kind of change up the rules and focus on new things. But that fun will quickly turn into disappointment. You'll quickly be right back where you are now because you did not fix the right thing. You put a Band-Aid on it. You tried to skirt around real, true effort. You tried to find a shortcut. And it didn't lead where you wanted. And it won't. You've got to fix you first. Build your ability to follow directions, to follow the rules. Build up an 85 to 90% adherence rate. And then go look and see if what you're doing maybe needs tweaked. But you'll never know if it needs changed if you don't follow it. Okay? So pace yourself, trust the process, stay with long-term sustainable habits so you can achieve and maintain lifelong results. Work on you. Okay? Make sure you can follow the rules, then go analyze the rules. So if you're not seeing the results you want, look at your adherence first. Don't change what you're doing if what you're doing isn't being followed. Look at your habits first. Okay? If you like this information and you find it helpful, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share them. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. If you have any questions, feedback, or suggested topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us. This podcast is for you, so tell us what you want to learn about. You can reach out to us through our email, brutalironjim@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.